details at WashingtonHooters.com.
Free oil changes for 1 year. With qualifying purchase of 4 tires at Big O Tires and Service, get 4 free oil changes.
A $120 value.
Buy 2 tires, get 2 free oil changes. A $60 value.
That's not all.
Up to $40 mail-in rebate on select sets of Goodyear.
Plus,
up to 12 months, no interest financing available. Visit your nearest Big O Tire store. The best brands, the best prices.
Guaranteed.
Offer valid select tires. Details at any 13 Puget Sound Big O Tires locations. For money-saving coupons, visit mytirestore.com.
It's time you know Washington's best-kept secret, City University of Seattle. For more than 35 years, CityU has provided competitive business programs right here in your backyard and in 11 countries. We help our students stay ahead of the competition with cutting-edge programs that are available in class or online. So get prepared for the perfect job or that long-awaited promotion. You'll take what you learn in class today and apply it at work tomorrow. The secret's out. Visit cityu.edu for more information.
199 is Travis Pastrana's lucky number. Now it's yours, too. Get 1.99% fixed financing until 2015 on approved credit at the Suzuki 199 Rideaway Sales Event. That's no teaser, either. It's set for the life of the loan. So lock in on a super low APR on select Suzuki motorcycles, scooters, and ATVs. Remember, the 199 Rideaway Sales Event won't last, so make 199 your lucky number. Visit SuzukiCycles.com and head to these Suzuki dealers. Cliff Cycle Center in Bremerton. Skagit Power Sports in Burlington. Power Sports Northwest in Centralia. And Enumclaw Suzuki in Enumclaw. 199 Rideaway means rides you can't resist and deals you don't want to miss. Read your owner's manual and please ride safely. Always wear protective gear. ATVs above 91 cc's are for use by those age 16 and older. The GSXRs and RMZs are engineered for experienced riders. Suzuki highly recommends that all riders take a training course. Offer subject to credit approval. Applies to purchases of $2,500 or more on select new untitled Suzuki models before March 31st, 2010 on a GE installment loan. Up to 60-month term at 1.99% is $17.52 per $1,000 finance. Payment required at 10.99% is $21.74 per $1,000 finance. A down payment of 0 to 10% may be required. See dealer for details.
Let me go around the table and introduce everyone.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
This is the Bob Rivers Show
on 102.5 KZOK,
the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, good morning. It is 9 o'clock-ish already. Time flies when you're in a room full of very, very happy people wearing lots of green. I have noticed there are some things that we do in the States that they do not do in Ireland. This one is amazing. Do we have calls lined up there?
We do, Bob.
All right, so they can guess this?
I suppose. These people were actually waiting to do fact or bullshit, so maybe you can do both.
We can do both. All right, let's go to...
We have Shannon in line one.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Shannon on line one, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, darling. Top of the morning to you.
Oh. Top of the morning. Joe has to take
top
a drink.
Of the morning. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, this is for Spike. Erin Gogalis.
Say it again.
Say it again. He didn't hear you.
Erin Gogalis.
Oh, she's braless, I think she said.
Erin Go Braless.
Oh, and I might as well tell you, Irish whiskey makes me frisky. So,
Irish whiskey makes me frisky. Well, so far you've said everything I wish I could hear later on this evening. So, we are happy to have you with us. Now, take a stab at this before you do Factor Bull Shrimp on Joe. This is a St. Patrick's Day thing that we do a lot in the United States. I have not seen it here, and I am told they do not do it. Want to take a guess as to what it is?
The wearing of the green.
The wearing of the green. No. They have more goofy hats here than you can see anywhere.
The felt industry is alive.
The felt
and well.
Is just fine yeah. here, but thank yeah. you very much.
Okay.
And Factor Bull Shrimp, St. Patrick was Irish.
Bull Shrimp.
It is Bull Shrimp. He may be the patron saint of Ireland, but he was from Britain. Joe, you must take another swig.
All righty.
Shannon, thank you.
I'm going to need reinforcements
over
here.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful time.
All right. God bless. To the next line we go. Luciana, who am I speaking with?
Clay in Fremont.
Somebody in Fremont. Hello.
Hi there. Top of the morning to you.
Joe, drink again.
Oh, boy. I'm glad we're down to our last hour.
Okay. Care to take a stab at what it is we do in America a lot on St. Patrick's Day? The Irish don't do it. Did you see this yet?
buy clovers, four-leaf clovers.
No, that's not true. He said wear four-leaf clovers. They actually, they wear the clovers in clusters here. They literally have like a little sprig of maybe 20 to 30 genuine shamrocks that they wear on their lapels.
Yeah, and it's actually not clover. It's a shamrock.
Right.
Which my wife keeps reminding me. But thank you for that. All right, Factor Bull Shrimp. Ready?
All right.
Danny Boy is a famous Irish song. Factor Bull Shrimp.
Fact.
No, Danny Boy is probably the most famous song in Ireland, but it was written by an English guy who never set foot in Ireland.
All right.
All right, Joe gets to breathe. Thank you very much. Next phone call.
My reflex was to grab that glass.
Joe almost took a drink anyway.
We right, have, who do we have Ken in Marysville.
Ken in Marysville, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Top of the morning to you.
Joe, drink.
All right.
And
this is the last one in this glass, so somebody's going to have to get me more.
We're bringing whiskey reinforcements. Okay. Care to take a stab at what it is we do a lot in the United States to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but in Ireland, they don't do it?
I'd say eat corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, no, they love their corned beefs and cabbages here,
they
right?
They do.
All right.
Oh.
So that's not it. All right, you ready for Factor Bull Shrimp?
I'm ready.
Okay. If you were listening earlier, you might have heard something about this. Fact or bull shrimp? Ireland is one country.
Bull shrimp.
He has to look this up, people, for you.
Well,
I swear he's looking for the answer.
Basically, what it says in my answer here is if you bring this up at a crowded Irish bar, a fight will break out.
Which it almost did.
Yeah. Most of Ireland became its own country. The capital is Dublin, but six counties in the north are still part of the UK called Northern Ireland. You're correct, sir.
Well played.
Joe, you have to drink.
I got three more on the way. Relax. You'll be fine.
And a cock-a-doodle-doo to you, Bob.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. That means I have to relapse. Okay, I'm going to do that now. Thank you very much. Okay, take care now. Next caller, Luciana.
We have Robert in Bonnie Lake.
Robert in Bonnie Lake.
How you doing?
Good. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Top of the morning to Bob. Top of the morning to Spike. Top of the morning to Jill. And top of the morning to Maura.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Patrick.
How are you?
Very good.
We're good. This has been, it's a whirlwind because there are tours all day. There are dinners all night. Joe, I haven't seen much of, but I was in the workout center looking for you every day, and I didn't see
you. I was hanging with these guys from Mexico over here.
Yeah, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, care to take a stab at what it is we do in America on St. Patrick's Day a lot? The Irish do not do this.
That we do a lot that the Irish do not?
It's something my mom did when I was a kid. It's something that if you go around at St. Patrick's Day parties, you will see a lot in America, but it is something the Irish would not do.
Beer pong.
Beer pong. That's not limited to St. Patrick's Day. No. This is just St. Patrick's Day. All right. We're gonna skip right over to Factor Bull Shrimp.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
You blew that. We have people singing at the table next to us. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm out of Factor Bull Shrimps, Joe.
Here, I got a few for you.
Fact or Bull Shrimp? The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin has more than 500,000 people attending it. Fact or Bull Shrimp?
Bull Shrimp. I'm going to say more.
No, it is exactly 500,000. In fact, the first person over 500,000, they don't let them in.
Turn away. Kick them out of the country.
Well, I got one thing for you.
What's that?
May the Lord keep you in his hand and never close his fist to fight.
Very nice.
That's beautiful.
That's an Irish saying right there. Bonus if you have an Irish joke, 1-800-252-1025. Joe, are you inebriated yet?
No, not at all, but it's early. I mean,
you're a big guy. How many shots does it take to like make it noticeable for you?
Here it's sips. I mean, you drink moderately, I guess, is the secret. And you know, I've been sipping, and everything I've had has been mixed with ginger. So.
Oh,
This isn't a straight glass of whiskey here.
So you're just sipping whiskey today.
I'm sipping whiskey, but it's early. I mean, check with me tonight, later today.
We've only been in the air 45 minutes. We have to prove we were actually at the Jameson's Distillery.
Oh, okay. Well,
I need you to learn your words.
I have three glasses.
I was slurring by this time last year.
You were back home.
I was listening back
You could tell it was authentic Irish whiskey.
It was the real
I've
deal
got
last
three
year.
Glasses. I wish we had our video cameras. Three glasses lined up right here. So.
All right. Let's go to the phones and take one more. 1-800-252-1025.
We have John in Tacoma.
Yes. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. Is it Joe,
John?
Is it John or Joe?
Yes.
John in Tacoma. All right, John.
Hi. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, drink, Joe. He's waiting.
I got a drink. Before the question and after.
And if they get the question right.
Oh, and because if they have a cute Irish saying, then that's three.
And a joke will help, too. Joe is going away. It's mixed drinks, though, so we're not really, pounding them too hard with the stout. Okay, fact or bull shrimp?
Okay.
I'm looking. Fact or bull shrimp, in 1780, General George Washington, who commanded many soldiers of Irish descent in the Continental Army, wouldn't give his troops the day off on March 17th. Fact or bull shrimp?
Fact.
No, in fact, he insisted they take the day off. It was called the St. Patrick's Day Encampment of 1780. I'm sorry, Joe was looking a little green. I need to give him a breather.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care to take a stab at what it is that we do in America the Irish do not do. You don't know what it is?
I don't think he's there.
Did we lose him?
What is
he's
it?
Still there, John?
Yes.
John, he is still there.
John, what do you think that the Irish do that we do not do in America?
That the Irish do that we don't do in America.
On St. Paddy's Day.
We do it.
We do it. The Irish don't do it. Excuse me.
We do it, but the Irish don't do it.
Just looking at Joe makes me feel drunk.
Lucky. You go out to that night, you will very likely see this.
In the United States.
Yeah,
but not in Ireland.
No way. Nowhere here.
You go to someone's house for dinner, you'll see them do this.
Go to a restaurant, maybe.
If you breathe any more like that, we're going to turn you into the Pope, and he's going to reassign you to another parish. So, I'm sorry, we're done. All right, thank you, John. 1-800-252. Let's take quick answers on this. This is a fascinating answer.
We should just go with that question.
Does anybody have it?
We have Linda in Sammamish.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, hello? What do you think it is? Lynn, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn.
Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hello.
Hello, yes. Hello?
Hello.
Is everybody drinking when Joe says top of the morning? Is that how this is working? Are you drinking at home?
Top of the morning.
I don't think you guys understand the contest.
All right, Linda. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. How are things in Sammamish today?
They're just sunny and beautiful.
All right. Thanks for calling. Now, what do you think it is the American families do on St. Paddy's Day, but the Irish don't do it?
I was thinking that it was a pinch if you don't wear green.
The pinch if you're not wearing
pinch
green.
If you don't wear green.
Yeah.
That may be a winning answer.
That may be true because no one has pinched me today.
Are you wearing green?
No.
Neither are Spike or Joe.
That might be it, but that's not the one. I'm going to give you the answer. You ready?
Yeah.
In the United States, people dye their food green. And they don't dye their food green. It tastes bad enough looking the way it already does.
In a country where so many people starve to death, they don't dare.
You don't mess with the food.
Green is bad. Yeah. Green means you don't eat it.
Yeah.
Green means that sheep sat in the refrigerator a little too long. Okay.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah. Okay.
Would you take dyeing beer green? Because we have someone that was going to say dyeing the beer green.
Yeah, you can give them a nice prize.
All right.
Give them a Stout Pounders CD. In the meantime, we have not had a newscast yet from Maura Gallucci. We have some breaking news stories today. Let's catch up a little on what's going on.
We have a couple of... Top of the morning.
Yes.
There we are. Okay. So the news that's coming out of America right now is that Representative Dennis Kucinich, one of the fiercest critics of President Obama's health care bill because it didn't go far enough, has relented and says he's now going to support the president's health care bill. And this brings Nancy Pelosi closer to the 216 votes she needs in the House to get closer to the reconciliation process in the Senate.
So this is big.
This is big. Kucinich was among a group of progressives who said if there's no public health option, don't talk to us. And he voted against it. And as you recall, the president went to Ohio earlier in the week while we were here in Ireland and gave a big speech. And apparently it was at that point that he convinced Representative Kucinich to go for it.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think Obama is going to get this health care package done. And I've been thinking that all along. And it's really more about his leadership style evolving at this point to get it done than it is whether there was ever any real doubt. Because they had it, like, in the bag
right. When
they had 60 senators. And it kind of blew it. And politically, the winds shifted. It made him look like kind of ineffective. Not just kind of ineffective, but actually ineffective. And now he's basically saying to his homies, if you will, you know what? We're going to all look stupid if we don't get this done. Is that what you think?
Exactly. He gave that speech in Ohio earlier in the week, and there was a rowdy crowd of supporters, but he was talking to the Democrats who have been sitting on the fence for all these weeks, saying, you got to get it done, and I think this was the final push. And he is traveling. He postponed his trip to Asia and Australia. He was going to be leaving a couple days ago, and he postponed it because he wants Nancy Pelosi to get a vote before he leaves by the end of this week.
At the up or down vote, calling for?
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen, and I hope it covers cirrhosis of the liver. Joe, top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Joe, come back to the table.
I think he's your pre-existing condition, though, right?
Yeah. So
that's good news for them, but we'll see. It's just so messy, and every time I turn around, there's like, did you hear about Nancy Pelosi was going to, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. She had come up with this tricky little plan called execution, which I think is another kind of funny thing that they've created. It's another parliamentary maneuver so that...
Really, as opposed to reconciliation?
Well, the reconciliation would be done in the Senate, but the House, in order to allow the Democrats who don't like it to avoid the straight up and down and take the wrath for that, they would actually just be allowed to deem the Senate bill passed. And then they would vote on the fixes that they wanted the Senate to take care of.
It's almost like pleading no contest to a charge. I don't want to really say I'm guilty.
Yeah. Exactly.
But how about if I just stand over here and you make it look like I'm guilty, but I don't admit it.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's
now. What do you guys think of this healthcare thing? You've all had a chance to read a little bit about it.
It's supposed to lower the cost of my healthcare premiums and cover more people. That was the goal of this whole thing, right? Was to make it so insurance companies weren't making insane amounts of money on our healthcare.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do that. Getting something passed that doesn't do that, I hate to be a guy, you know, who doesn't want to get it done, but if you're getting something done for the sake of getting it done and not doing what it's supposed to do to help people, then what are you, you're pulling your pud for?
Well, it does help more people. It just doesn't do anything about runaway costs. Joe?
Well, if you do a little now, you can go back and do a little more later.
Exactly.
You got to get your foot in that healthcare.
You got to get something on the books.
If you do a crappy job at something, at least you started
it.
Exactly.
And the way this Congress seems to be working, that may be the only option that they have if they're going to do anything. Also, the other news this week that we haven't had a chance to talk about because we've been in Ireland, but the mistress of John Edwards broke her silence and gave a long interview to GQ magazine, and then she allowed them to take some photos of her for the magazine. She is posing on a bed with a man's white shirt and basically nothing else on. And
this is
surrounded
this is the mother. This is Rael, the mother of his baby.
Yes, the mother of the 2-year-old little girl who he has finally admitted to fathering. And she's in this little bed with little stuffed dolls of Dora the Explorer and Kermit the Frog. I mean, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
And then and a couple other little guys. And then there's another shot of her laying down on the bed with her belly exposed and a baby, the two-year-old toddler now, on her
nursing?
Tummy. No, oh. Not nursing. Sorry. But
I'm not buying the magazine.
I was almost there.
Yeah, almost there. But anyway, she talks about how they got together. In fact, they slept together hours after they first met on the street. Her first words to him were, "Wow, you're hot." And he called her up and said, "Would you like to come over to my room?" And
yeah.
So that's what happened. And
I'm
that's
a presidential candidate and all, but if yeah. you tell me I'm hot, I'm just throw the whole family
yeah.
out the window.
What a loser.
That's window dressing.
Yeah, exactly. So now she's out this 2-3 days later. She's out saying that she cried when she saw the photos because apparently the GQ photographer said that he was going to, you know, show them more respectfully. I'm like, well, why did you pose on a bed with nothing but a shirt on?
Yeah. Now, I find it odd. Like, you're a little upset with her, but aren't you more upset with John Edwards?
Well, yeah, he's a dog, but we've established he's a dog, right?
So you get tired of calling a guy a dog after a while. You need someone else to go after.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog. Clinton's a dog. Yeah, Kennedy was a dog. They're all dogs. You guys are all dogs.
But Rial was just trying to
break up a family.
I mean, she's a woman.
She's also a size 2, she tells GQ, by the way.
She's a size 2?
Yeah, she wanted everybody to know that.
Okay. Don't bite me on the size 2.
I know, me too.
Like, which you hate more, I guess? If you were on a sinking boat and you could only save a dog man or the homewrecker woman, which one would you rescue?
Wow. Oh.
Who's got the better hair?
Do I have to save either of them is my point. Can I just keep the extra
life? No, you have to rescue one because to do so, you know, would be murder. But there's only room for one and one has to die.
Well, you got to save the mom. You got to save the mom.
Bitch.
I think you're right.
I think the square jaw, the hair, in the heat of the moment.
He's looking at him, but I'm hot.
Yeah. And the other story that has come out this week is that Toyota drivers, some of them anyway, worried about the safety of the cars, are now suing for a full refund from the company. The lawsuits were filed earlier this week in Washington State and in Arizona, and they're asking a judge to allow Toyota owners to return their vehicles and get their full refund for the money. And this may obviously snowball into class action suits, but that
could be crazy. Yeah, it is one of the nuttier recalls we've ever had. We've had big recalls before, Bridgestone, Firestone. We've had other car companies. We've even had a car company that had a recall that they ended up getting cleared on it, although people will still argue today, like Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, whether or not it was cleared or you know what I mean? It's, it's one of those things. You can't prove a negative. You know that expression?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, if it looks like someone had a problem and they crashed, but you can't recreate the problem, you have to assume the worst. You have to assume a problem. You cannot.
So if you're accused of being a dog, you cannot disprove that you were a dog.
You can't.
Just
I did not have
so.
Sex
exactly.
with that woman. So that makes it sound like you're just all over her.
Yeah.
So denying anything is very difficult. Are you still with us, Joe?
I'm with you, yeah. And I'm a little, confused because I haven't read a lot of news because I've been in Ireland, but Toyota is near and dear to me since I've spent half of my family's fortune on their stock. So I've been watching the news on that. And they said they tried to recreate the problems with the Prius and were unable to.
Yeah.
Right.
So that sounded like good news. And now you're telling me...
Well, it's bad news. Actually, ask anybody who repairs anything for a living. When you bring something in broken and it won't do what it does, it's called an intermittent problem.
It's like when we have an issue in the studio, we call the engineer.
He comes down.
And it'll do what it's been
and
doing
it's fixed.
All along.
And it's working properly, yeah.
Exactly. They've never been able to actually find a defect. A real defect. They theorized, well, these floor mats, if we made the floor mat thinner and we made the pedal different, the floor mat wouldn't hit the pedal. The assumption was made that this will make the car safer. They've done a lot of things to redesign to make the cars safer. But we still have people reporting unintended. And by the way, there was one unintended acceleration thing that kind of sounded like a phony. I don't know if you read about that one, but the guy was like, getting foreclosed.
Is this the one back east?
Yeah, I think so. He was getting foreclosed on, or he lost all his money. And, the quickest way to riches right now.
Into the back of another car. Runaway Toyota.
Have a little sticky gap.
The road to riches goes through your neighbor's fence and it was pulled.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a scam artist, and I'm not, well, I'm verbally, but, if I'm a scam artist who would actually steal.
If you're a desperate person and you're trying to think of a way out of a hole, you know, do I jump off a bridge or do I, you know, drive a little fast in my car and hope to get something?
Yeah. So, and I'm not even saying that's happened because I can't prove it.
There's your double negative.
There you go. Exactly. All right, so that's Toyota. Also, there's more Tiger Woods news. And Joe has a potential. I don't know if we can do this, but we'll try this morning. We've taken phone calls from Dublin pretty successfully, except the Wi-Fi connection that allowed me to see who was on what line died. So Luciana has to tell me the name, and it's so loud in the bar here that I'm having trouble hearing the names. So we're going to give this a try anyway. Listen up for this, folks. Tiger and Elon are repairing their image. Now, I actually think this is a good thing. I think Tiger handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he is going to all the right therapies and treatments. None of my business whether he does well with it or not. I wish him nothing but the best. He's got a gorgeous wife like that. If he could repair his marriage and have a good life and go right back to the top of golf, ironically, he would be bigger, more famous, and richer than ever before for having screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I love America.
Yeah, land that I love.
Because someday I haven't screwed up. I did when I went into rehab, but I haven't screwed up a lot since then.
Yeah.
But I just like knowing that if I did, there would be a way to cash in on it. It would be a good thing. Tiger and Elon now. Little stories are leaking to the press. Now, this could be from friends. Do we know where this is from?
New York Post was reporting this one yesterday, and they did not name the source, but they said that that they're trying to get back together, but Elon keeps throwing one specific thing in Tiger's face every time, you know.
And I don't know. We're all married. Do you or have you had, do you throw things into your spouse's face, or have you had things thrown into your face in arguments? I think everyone does.
Yes.
Everyone, think about it.
Is there a Trump card, especially, that gets pulled out? You know,
yeah.
That,
like, back when I was having real problems with, you know, like, I can't drink Jameson's right now. I used to say to Lisa, you slept with Steven Tyler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as bad always as, had that
I
card.
Haven't done half the drugs he's done.
Right.
And so leave me alone. You pick people like us.
Oh.
I really did say that. Okay. Actually, honestly, and for some reason I thought it was working until it didn't. Okay. So that's one I used. When Tiger and Elon argue, according to the New York Post, she likes to trump him by saying, swear to God, you slept with a porn star. Because I guess one of Tiger's bimbos was a porn star.
They say she can understand, you know, maybe meeting a waitress or, you know, some of these normal people, but a porn star.
Those are the 13 I could see, but that porn star, that's just too much.
Yeah.
I can't get over the porn star.
I kind of agree. I mean,
well, but it's me. It's like the Steven Tyler thing. Well, it's like the Steven Tyler thing. It's
I guess.
It's the one that would stand out.
Yeah.
It's the one that would,
It's the one that doesn't wash off, that's for sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the one that presents the most inherent risk. I mean,
clearly,
in every way.
Although, I hate to burst what apparently is also Moro's bubble, but I don't think that sleeping with a porn star would be all that great. That would be like saying you slept with Madonna. Or you...
Real similar.
You know what I mean? That would be like saying you were the 800th person to sleep on that bed and they never changed the sheets. I mean...
And that's why she can't understand it. It's like, you're Tiger Woods. I mean, you slept with a porn star.
Oh, that's what she means.
Yeah, she
he lowered he lowered himself to a porn star.
She can almost justify some of his cheating, or maybe not. But the one that she can't seem to get over is...
But that's his card right there. It's like, see, I have a problem.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
So, the question for you, our audience, is... And I'll ask you guys, what event from your life does your significant other throw back up in your face?
It doesn't have to be infidelity. I mean, it can be anything.
Could be infidelity, though.
Yeah, it could
be. If you're comfortable sharing that.
Yeah.
We're a safe place to share that.
We are. We don't judge here.
Three of us don't judge.
And one of us lies.
1-800-252-1025. 1-800-252-1025. What event from your past does your significant other still remind you of in an argument, in the heat of an argument? Maura, you had almost instant recognition on this topic.
You work in radio. No, that's not it. I honestly don't know. He's pretty good.
He doesn't throw stuff. All right, but you throw stuff at him.
Yeah, I've done it, for sure.
Waitress?
No, it's usually the travel, his travel.
You spend so much time away from home.
Yeah.
You're never here.
But I don't, you know, we're good. We're better now. First 5 years of marriage, we're...
It's okay, he can't hear you. He's here, and he can't listen to the
He's
broadcast.
He's out watching hurling.
He's hurling right now, so what does he know? Yeah.
So, but you would say, like, because he had this job and he has to travel a lot.
Yeah.
You would say, you're never here.
Lisa says that to
me.
Yeah.
Lisa says that to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time she says it to me, I'm like... you only say that to me when I'm right
when
here.
When I'm right here. That's a good point.
It's a good comeback for that.
That is really good.
All right, 1-800-252-1025. Hey, Luciana, just let me know when someone's ready to go.
We have all the lines taken, and we can take already number three, Mark in Yelm.
Mark in Yelm. What does your wife throw in your face?
She blows in my face about 20 years ago. I let the dog out, and it got hit by a car.
Oh, you killed the dog?
You killed your dog?
How many times is that going to... Yeah, really.
Plays the dead dog card.
Oh,
that is awful.
Man, but he killed the dog.
He killed the dog, Joe.
Well, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, so that dog would have died only 5 years ago. All right. That was terrible. How bad did you feel that day?
I felt awful, but, you know, it wasn't my fault. The damn dog ran across the street, but... You know, nothing I could do about it, but the wife thinks it was the fault, my fault.
Well, you were the last one to let it out.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, was it routine that you would let the dog out at night, or was the dog afraid of night?
No. It was routine. It's just that, you know, I was the last one to have contact with it, so naturally it was my fault.
So it's completely unfair of her.
Yes, it is.
Totally.
But I forgive her for it.
How many dogs have you gone through since then?
Oh, man. Habitual dog killer, you?
Actually, about two, but not two for the same reason.
You didn't kill the others, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right, you're doing better. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Next phone call.
Dave in Seattle.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What does your wife constantly throw in your face?
Hey, when I met her, I had like 100-150 pornos, right? And all of a sudden, she says she doesn't like them. So one time I was watching them, and to this day, she accuses me of cheating because I watch pornos.
Another show topic altogether is porno cheating.
Somehow throwing it in your face seems appropriate.
I'm just watching a porno, you know, and she says I'm cheating on her. Is that right or wrong?
Have you added to your collection since then?
The collection's gone, thank you.
Well, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah. You don't need it.
I come home one day and they were gone.
Oh, she threw them out. Okay. Is that unfair, Maura? Where do you draw the line on fair or unfair on that criticism?
100 is too many.
100. Andy has a 99 rule.
But he had them before they even met and got together. So, I mean, she knew that going in.
She knew that going in that you had a porno collection. How about this? Here's where I ask this question. Were you ever unavailable to her because, I'm exhausted?
I left it at the office.
He's actually gone.
He's actually gone, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have enough to finish the call, so I think we got our answer right there.
There you go.
Had to get right back to it. All right, next call.
Ray in Kent.
All right, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
If you're available to your wife whenever she wants you and you have not used up your stamina, then it's a harmless diversion. Did we all agree on this?
Yeah.
Joe?
Oh. It depends. Get me in trouble here. Although my wife is in Ireland, so she can't hear me.
You agree? It's a harmless diversion.
Well, it depends on what your value set is. I mean, if she knows going in that's something you're fond of, you know, I just took my wife by women in windows. So this is a bad question to ask me. When we were in Amsterdam, you know, I had to show her
red light district because...
You had to show her that.
Yeah.
Well, you went.
Yeah. I mean, where else do you see women in windows? Not many places in the world.
Macy's.
And I thought, oh, she would find this intriguing and, you know, and everything. And,
really intriguing.
Well,
intriguing.
The one That's thing she said over and over was, don't look, that's somebody's daughter. And we hustled through there. So.
Oh, she was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't like...
A little more lenient with other things that city has to offer.
She doesn't like my eyes to gaze in that direction. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Next caller, who's this?
Ray in Kent.
Yes, that's me.
Hey, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
All right. We almost got Joe loose enough to talk about his porn stash, but no.
We're running out of time.
I don't have a porn stash.
What does your wife...
I have a porn mustache.
What does your wife constantly... That's what I was giving you that out, my friend. What does your wife constantly throw in your face, sir? Yeah.
Are you with me, Bob?
Yes. What does your wife throw in your face?
Well, she throws jail in my face all the time.
Jail it is.
You were in,
yeah. You were in jail.
I got busted for a whole bunch of green stuff and back in the 90s, and every time that she, something goes wrong, and I thought she said, well, remember, I was there for you when you were in jail for 6 months, and I go, oh, boy, do I ever remember that.
Yes, I'll never get over that jail thing. Was it nice of her to actually support you and wait for you?
She actually took care of everything. She was so sweet, but that's always the thing, you know. I waited for you, so while I was in jail, you know, I had somebody to fall back on.
Right. Now, do you have anything on her? Does she have, I don't know, a porn collection or something?
Nothing?
Hey, Bob, we missed you at Alpental. You too, Spike. You too, Joe.
Okay, he sounds very Irish. We sound very American. Do you have anything on her? Was my question back to you?
I got plenty of things back on her, but I just keep that in my little green bag.
So you don't throw it in her face. What are you going to throw in her face when you have to someday to defend yourself?
Yeah, you got to have defensive mechanisms.
Oh man, like I said, I have a lot of things thrown back in her face. Well, when she gets a little lit up, you know, she likes to dance around on the dance floor and. You know, she's got a few skeletons in her closet, but like I said, I keep that in a little green bag.
He's a very diplomatic man.
Yeah.
And a very gentleman. All right, thank you very much. One more call on this, and then we've got to let our band play another song because they got to take off. They got to actually go set up for their gig this afternoon. And next up.
We have Kurt in Seattle.
Kurt, hello. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, top of the morning to you. This is actually Kurt in Tacoma.
In Tacoma. All right, Joe's going to drink anyway. Doesn't matter where you are.
Okay.
All right. What does your wife throw in your face?
My girlfriend. I'm not married. My girlfriend. That I'm late. You know that I'm late. Sometime if I could be, on time 20 times. I could even be waiting for her, and yet you know, she'll bring it up sometime somewhere in a conversation that, well, you know, you're always.
You're always late.
Right, and it's just, you know, it's kind of funny. It doesn't make any difference if you remind her of one time that she's late or whatever. It's, you're always late.
Always late.
Yeah.
Does you no good to tell her about all the times you're on time, pal? You just got to take the hit.
Yeah.
You're a late guy.
How about just don't be late?
How about what?
Just don't be late.
Yeah, well, I try to, and for, you know, it's, the thing is that you can be late one out of 20 times, but they'll remember that one time.
I don't believe you. I believe you're late 6 out of 10 times.
No. You know, in the beginning that used to be, but now we've been going together for so long, I know that's a pet peeve with her, and so I'm there.
How long have you been going together?
But that's like Tiger Woods saying, in the beginning I used to sleep with a woman only 13 out of 13 months, now I've cut it down to 1 out of 13, and yet you still
throw that in grief.
How long you been going together?
About 13 years, and so...
Well, you are late. Now. You're way late. That's your girlfriend. 13 years?
Yeah.
You're late with the ring, dude.
Yeah, where's the ring?
Has she ever been late? Has she ever been late?
Mm-hmm.
Been late?
Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, she's been late. But I don't care about time that much. It's not that big a deal.
Apparently not.
Dude, She wants you to marry her.
Time is just a metaphor for your lack of
commitment. She wants you to marry her.
No, I don't. I don't think she's going there at all.
After 13 years,
I did have a comment about that Tiger Woods. You know, where his wife is upset about him sleeping with a porn star. And that is, you know, hey, if he marries her, she's professional.
What the heck? Okay. 13 years, one girlfriend.
I'm amazed.
It's amazing she still takes your call. All right, thank you very much. And top of the evening to you. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thanks, Al.
All right.
And Bob, there's another call that you might want to take.
All right. Who
Jack
might this
in
be?
Tacoma.
Jack in Tacoma, hello.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
You're on the air, Jack. Go ahead.
I had an affair.
You had an affair, and that's what she throws in your face.
Yep. I can't, it's nothing equals that. There's always that. The Trump is that nothing equals when one has an affair. And I actually went to rehab and everything for love and sex addiction, just like he's doing.
Just like Tiger Woods.
Yep.
How long ago was this?
2 years. 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And she stayed with you.
Well, yeah, we're still together. We're separated, and we're trying to work it out. But it's difficult. They got their work cut out for them. I'll say that much.
They meaning who? Oh, Tiger and Elon.
Yeah.
Are you in love with your wife?
I wouldn't say I'm in love with her. I want to be committed, but it's work. I mean, when he comes back,
ouch.
He's got.
I just hurt for your wife.
Why?
Because he said he's not in love with his wife. Is that what I understood?
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
That's his buddy calling. Dude, you're on the radio. Talking about
shut up. Nuts.
All right, hold on. So, but you're separated. Do you want her back? Let's put it that way.
I do, but it's like what happens is you go through that whole process, what he's doing, all the work, all the recovery, all the therapy and stuff, and you figure things out, and then you come back, and he's going to be a different person, and she's got to change too. And if it doesn't work, if they're both not on the same page, so.
I don't agree with that at all. But it sounds like you're early on in the process.
So 3 years, that's pretty low.
I've been married 30 years. You're a newcomer.
Was your affair a one-shot deal, or were you like Tiger Woods? Was it a multiple thing?
It was multiple. I kind of went off. Did the midlife go off and explode?
Yeah. Hmm. So back to the bottom line. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Do you want to be with her?
Yep.
Is it worth it to you?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you can find someone else, it's just going to be a different kind of miserable.
God, if it wasn't so true, it wouldn't hurt so bad.
Oh, let's hoist another.
Loser.
I'll tell you what, my wife and I never thought we'd stay together. And after 25 years, I started to like her a little bit, and now I actually love her.
Oh, that's sweet. Now you're smooching over here at the distillery. I saw you.
It's worth it, my friend, but you got to really work hard.
Yep, I agree.
All right, well, all the best. We got to give him something. I think he deserves some Irish music. Would you like, sir, some Stout Pounders?
Sounds awesome.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Put him on hold there, Luciana. Get him some Stout Pounders. In the meantime, we have the band, the Stout Pounders, live in the studio, getting ready to close out our Irish broadcast.
Hey, Joe, can you hear us?
Yeah, we can.
Sir. Yes, sir. For you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Top of the morning.
Uh-oh.
Top of the morning.
You've got to drink that whole glass now. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, boys. Beautiful thing.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Me, Father, used to wake me up for church with this tune. Open can, the nice corn, the barley, the ram, run like the devil from the excise man, get the smoke from Rise and Barney. Swing to the left and swing to the right, the excise man will dance all night, picking up the day in the broad daylight at the hills of Gunnamara. Gather on the box of the open can.
I gotta say this, you guys are like, you're as authentically Irish as where we're sitting right now. It's amazing.
Now we come from Turd Street.
From Turd Street. Thank you so much. Folks, if you get a chance to see these guys, obviously you've heard them on the radio, you know how fantastic they are. Do take them up on it. The Stout Pounders today on St. Paddy's Day will be the most fun at Kell's in Seattle from 3 to 5:30 this afternoon. And Sean O'Donnell's in Everett tonight from 8 p.m. to midnight. Guys, thank you very much for coming by the show.
You guys are wonderful.
Thank you, guys, man. Thanks so much. The opportunity.
Thank you.
All right. And if we ever get a chance to be there in person, like if Jameson's doesn't have us in Dublin, we want you back in the studio. I'd love to meet you in person.
That would be great. Let's
meet. And I'll come see you in May or June. That's great music any time of year.
All right. Yeah. Not really, Joe. I would only want him on St. Patrick's Day.
Coming up in April and May in Seattle. So
do you? What do you guys do the rest of the year? Are you like Santa Claus? Do you just put the suit in the closet?
Yeah, we're a little bit more like Santa Claus in places than we'd like to be. That's
yeah. Well played.
All right. Darren Wallace, John Moen. You heard John on the banjo. Darren's the lead singer. He played banjo, bass, mandolin, harmonica, thumper, and vocals. Sean McGinn.
Hey.
Any relation to the mayor?
Not that I know of.
All right. Yes.
Who's your mom?
He's got
he
a little Sean
like
in
Tiger Woods, though.
He played. Yeah. He's the amazing tin whistle player, guitar, bass, mandolin, accordion, and vocals. And Christian Hoffman on the fiddle, and also Mark Wallace, mandolin, guitar, bass, and vocals. Thank you very much, guys. It was truly a pleasure to have you here, and a real honor. The Stout Pounders playing from home in Seattle. Catch them today. And if you want to find out where they're playing, just go to our website, bobrivers.com. All right. Before we go, we would be remiss if we didn't once again say what we've been saying all morning. The official whiskey of Ireland, officially proclaimed by every leprechaun you meet, is Jameson's Irish whiskey. And, of course, the entire staff has been here enjoying the heck out of that. And we have one of their distillers in the room with us. Joe was trying to explain how whiskey is made earlier. He was better at explaining how good it is going down than actually explaining how it's made. Liam Donegan is here. Liam, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Very nice to meet you.
All right, let me find out which microphone is yours. What number are you wearing? You're number 6. There we go.
Good.
Welcome to Seattle.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Have you ever been to Seattle, Washington?
No, I haven't, no. No.
It's supposedly a sister city to Galway, is that
yes,
true?
Yes, that's true. But I have a Seattle Soccer Club scarf.
I know. Last year, the Sounders sent me a whole bunch of scarves and shirts, and yeah. Liam was a benefactor.
Spike brought me one over last year, so
And that game is getting popular all over the world now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even in Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, we do want to say a word of thanks to you and Jameson, the fine people at Jameson, who have showed not just the quality of their product, but the quality of their people every meeting we've had.
It wouldn't be the same if we had the Jameson DJ program without you guys over here, because, I mean, Spike and yourselves are one of the kind of the original crew here, and everybody in Jameson loves having you guys over, so
thank you very much. Now, once again, for the folks at home who may not have heard it earlier in the broadcast, what makes Jameson whiskey so special and the process of distilling Jameson whiskey?
What makes it so special is the taste. I mean, that's the kind of the simple answer you could say. It's really down to the taste. If you look at the process, we distill it three times in large copper stills. That makes it extra smooth, and we mature it for long enough to give it a balanced flavor, so all the flavors work together. And I mean, what everybody enjoys it here, it's soft and smooth and simple on the back of the throat.
Nobody really talks
about it.
Yeah.
But that's where it all comes down to, is the triple distilled.
Well, it hits every part of your tongue. Yeah. Right? You know, it sounds dirty when you say it, but it really does. It's just so smooth. We talked about the Angel Share, Joe, earlier. Trying to force about how the evaporation process, when it's aging in the casks over down in Middleton.
Yes.
That's the Angel Share.
Now, is that safe for planes flying overhead with the Angel Share? Goes up.
As long as they don't fly too low. But there's a lot of angels around the distillery, so, you know.
So they take care of it. The angels just hover there. Yes.
Fly zone around Middleton, I think, right there.
Now, the master distiller.
Barry, yeah.
Barry, what's his last name?
Barry Crockett.
Barry Crockett, who we met last year.
Yeah.
He lives on the grounds at the Jameson Distillery in Middleton. Yeah. His family, they distill.
He was raised there.
He was raised in the house where the master distiller lives. Mm. And when he passes the torch to someone else, they will live right there on the premises.
Does he pass the torch the same way like the Pope does?
You know what? I can't believe he's single, first off. He's a master distiller of the world's greatest whiskey.
What I mean, is it a job you have for life?
It is.
I don't want to ask that.
His father had it before him.
Yeah, white smoke comes out of the chimney in Middleton. It's time to pick up a new distiller.
Hold on, Maura. I'm sorry.
Spike said it. White smoke comes out of the chimney.
Yeah. We got us a new distiller.
Well, it's funny because a lot of businesses do business by the quarter. They think of, what are we doing this quarter? You guys do business by the generation.
Yeah,
the stuff you're making now is the stuff that's going to be consumed, you know, by my daughter 10 or 12 years from now.
Girls that are just 3 years old now will be consuming this in college.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long-term
If you raise them right.
It's a long-term thing.
We were talking about the 12-year-old whiskey we were tasting earlier on, and I was saying this is the first time I'm responsible for some part of the 12-year-old whiskey, because
this year
I'm 13 years with Jameson. So I would have been involved in the company to some extent when we originally distilled this whiskey 12 years ago. Yeah. And last year I couldn't say that.
And the youngest is seven? Is that the
Yeah, five to 7 years is the average age of the Jameson.
What is the drinking age in Ireland?
18.
It is 18.
18, okay.
But if you got a little peach fuzz on your chin, you know, they're not going to ask.
They're not as brutal as we are about it. Yeah, as long as you don't get in any trouble.
You know, the funny thing about Jameson is us Americans drink more than the Irish. I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we love it because you guys come over and we're looking at the figures this year, and we're up 20% in the U.S. again. We're going to hit 1 million cases, which is massive for you know, an Irish whiskey.
Well, we'll try to keep that recession going for you, because that's good for drinking.
Yeah, it is, you know.
It's a lot cheaper than going out on a fancy night out of the town. So, all right, and we are just about out of time. Liam Donegan, distiller from Jameson Irish Whiskey. The last thing I want to say is there's something about the Irish people that I want to thank you and Jameson and your whole country for. I have not met anyone who wasn't friendly, welcoming, and I wish we had more of this in America. When you meet a stranger in Ireland, they talk to you as if it is an honor to speak with you, no matter who you are. They may not know anything about you. And they immediately tell you their life history, their family history, and 18 places you should visit, even though you only have a week. People are proud of their country. They're not necessarily about the politics or about their leaders or anything like that. We have some unrest there. But the Irish people remind us all of our past and traditions and heritage and what's good about them.
But, you know, I'll have to add one word. You guys fit into it so well that there has to be a lot of it with you guys as well. You know, you have to give yourselves a little bit of credit, because every year you come over, And like today, the last few days, it's like a family. I mean,
well, Mr. O'Neill here, he wants to be buried.
Yeah,
here.
He's your king.
In fact,
well,
if you put him right down here in the bottom of this distillery, I think he'd be happy as a clam.
He wasn't out at the launch party for the Jameson program last night, and everybody was looking around going, what's wrong? Where's Spike?
Yeah, you knew he had to be sick.
Yeah,
he was really sick. All right.
But, I'm better, but it's the evil has left my body, and tonight's going to be one for the books. Right. I promise you.
Absolutely.
Liam Donegan, nice. Jameson great Irish Whiskey. Again. Thank you, our sponsors, and this trip, which we so enjoy, and brings our listeners a little closer to St. Patrick's Day every year. We hope we see you again next year and for many years to come.
So. Hopefully.
All right, that's going to do it for us, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day. The national holiday of the Irish people and the national holiday of all people, because today everybody is a little bit Irish.
Top of the morning.
Yes. Joe, keep drinking. Thanks to our crew back home, Pedro and Luciana, who worked extremely hard, and Teth and our engineer, and Shalia and our engineer, Tom McGinley, and anyone else I forgot to mention. Love you. Thank you
the
so much for doing
pounders.
Everything.
And Kellen.
Well, I got them. I got them plenty.
Plenty.
We pounded them, in fact. All right. Thank you, everybody. All have a happy St. Patrick's Day, and we can't wait to get back. Bye.
Top of the morning.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Register early for the March $500,000 Pro Poker Challenge Tournament. It's the biggest poker event in the Northwest at Tulalip Resort Casino on I-5 at exit 200.
Hi, I'm Mary, and I own a travel agency. I'm always online booking the best deals for my clients. So obviously, I need a fast, secure internet connection at the office. That's why I switched to Verizon. It's the perfect solution to help my small business succeed because I get super fast internet speeds, online storage, and advanced security. I've been so productive, I think I've earned a vacation. No, seriously, I'm actually packing my bags as we speak.
Small business owners, start the year strong with Verizon. Call 888-347-8037. And for just $84.99 a month for 12 months with a 3-year agreement, you'll get a best-in-class package. High-speed internet with up to 7 meg speeds. Unlimited nationwide calling. 25 gigs of online storage. Plus our internet security suite. All backed by the reliability of the Verizon network. A total business solution you can't get from cable. Just call 888-347-8037. For new HSI business customers, standard rates apply after first year. Early termination, activation, taxes, and other fees apply. Other terms apply. Offer ends 4/17/10.
Subaru's Love Spring event going on now at Walker's Rent and Subaru, so it's even easier to get out and love your Pacific Northwest adventure. Huge savings on every new Subaru, like the efficient Go Anywhere Sport Utility, the new 2010 Subaru Outback, Motor Trend's 2010 Sport Utility of the Year, now only $21,898, or even have more room for your family fun in this 2010 Forester 2.5X, just $19,008. At Walker's, you get more than a great vehicle. You get incredible service you'll love for years to come, because bottom line, we love your Subaru just as much as you do. Don't miss Subaru's Love Spring event happening now at Walker's Rent and Subaru, where you'll find more reasons why Subaru buyers love Walker's. Walker's Rent and Subaru. Is there anywhere else? Exit 2 off 405 in Renton. Online at RentonSubaru.com. Benz available at dealer. Outback 2.5i model ADA, Forester model AFA. Sale prices do not apply to lease. All prices plus tax and license fee. Documentation fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost of vehicle. Vehicle subject to prior sale. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2010.
Want to know how to strike gold? Right now, take 40% off the regular price of a Napa Gold filter for your car or light truck at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Or visit an authorized Napa Auto Care Center and get a $20 mail-in rebate when you buy a Napa Gold air filter or a cabin air filter with a Napa filter oil change. Know how to maximize the performance of your car and how to make it last longer and longer. All it takes is a Napa Gold filter and a little Napa know-how.
Napa know-how, Napa know-how.
Buy it, install it, protect it.
Napa know-how, Napa know-how.
Hurry in, faster than you can say.
Napa know-how.
Strike gold by taking 40% off the regular price of a Napa Gold filter for your car or light truck at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Maximize the performance of your car.
Hi, friends. I'm Pat Summerall. Yeah, the football television guy. And a time came in my life when drinking began wrecking things for me. The same thing was true for my friend Pat O'Day. Now to tell you about Seattle's Schick-Schedel Hospital, the best solution in the world for such problems, here's Pat.
And here's the big difference, as all the other treatments try and solve addiction problems just by using the conscious portion of the brain with lots and lots of conversations. Wonderful Schick Shadel's doctors and researchers found a way to quickly and totally erase the habit by treating the far more powerful subconscious portion of the human brain, and that's why it only takes 10 days. That's why the powerful desire and cravings eliminated. That's why Schick Shadel's the most successful by far in treating drug and alcohol addictions. If you or a family member needs a little help, go now to SoberInSeattle.com or call 1-800-CRAVING. Give them 10 comfortable days and they'll give you back your life. We thank you for listening.
Starbucks invites you on a coffee journey. For the next 2 months, they're giving you a chance to try a different bold blend each week. Available at your local Starbucks. So head in, pick up a coffee journey card. And this week's featured coffee, Yukon Blend. This medium-bodied, nutty, bold brew is the perfect warm-up to get you going and keep you going. It's warm, herbal, and hearty, making it great for après ski or après anything cold for that matter. Warm up with a cup today at your local Starbucks. Experience more at Starbucks.com.
Now is the best time to get your new Nissan. This is Nissan Now, a sales event with our best deals ever on our strongest lineup ever. Get quality now. Nissan Altima ranked highest among midsize cars in initial quality for 2009 by J.D. Power and Associates. Get savings now with a $199 lease on the new Altima or 0% financing on Altima and most other Nissans. This is Nissan Now.